WKJAN Sports.
Time for sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning brought to you by White Pole Road Cellular. See them for all of your Verizon wireless and locksmith needs.
In today's world, our cell phones have become a vital part of our lives. Whether it's staying in touch with loved ones or updating our status on Facebook, make sure you have the best cell phone coverage by signing up with Verizon Wireless at White Pole Road Cellular. Hi, this is Janet. If you're looking to stay up to date on the latest in smartphones, or you just want a basic cell phone that's easy to use, our wide variety is sure to fit your needs. Or if you're on the go, don't forget about our hands-free Blue Parrot headsets. At White Pole Road Cellular, we're a locally owned Verizon Wireless provider. Dean Stormer and I have over 20 years of experience, and we'd be glad to walk you through the latest in cell phone technology, like the new talk-to-text feature. Or if you need a reliable locksmith, Wayne Johnson does residential and commercial work. White Pole Road Cellular in Anita, open Monday through Friday from 7:30 to 6, and on Saturday, 8 to noon. Give us a call at 712-762-3022. Or come see us at White Pole Road Cellular, 764 Main Street in Anita.
Well, the boys' state baseball championships hit the semifinal round yesterday for the small schools. In Class 1A semifinal play, it was Newman Catholic advancing to the title game as they posted a 3-0 win over Twin Cedars. Van Buren made quick work of Van Meter yesterday, as they defeated Van Meter in 6 innings, 14-4. Newman Catholic and Van Buren battle tomorrow for the 1A state championship. Class 2A semis yesterday saw Beckman Catholic defeat Roland Story in 5 innings, 13-2 the final. North Polk advancing to the championship game as well, as they took advantage of 3 Kemper Catholic errors early to build a 2-1 lead early in the ballgame. They went out, built a 5-1 lead rather early in the ballgame, and they went on to a 6-2 win, North Polk beating Kemper Catholic. So Beckman Catholic and North Polk will battle for the 2A title on Saturday. Now, today's schedule at Principal Park in Des Moines has the 3A and 4A semifinals. The day starts at noon with Bishop Heland Catholic facing Davenport Assumption in a 3A semifinal. That'll be followed by Harlan facing off against Clear Lake. In the 4A semis today, Des Moines East will play Johnston. That's at 6 o'clock tonight. That'll be followed by Clinton versus Sioux City East. The winners will face off in the championship games tomorrow. In Major League Baseball, Joe Kelly and the St. Louis Cardinals averted a 5-game sweep at Pittsburgh, ending a season-worst 7-game losing streak by routing the Pirates 13-0 last night at a matchup between the National League's top 2 teams. St. Louis began the series with a 2.5-game lead in the National League Central, but they left town with the Pirates up 1.5. The Cardinals avoided their first sweep in a set of at least 5 games since 1916, when the New York Giants took all 6 games of a series. Kelly pitched 6 scoreless innings and had 2 hits. Tony Cruz added 3 hits, including a 2-run double during an 8-run 7th inning. Elsewhere in the National League, Miami beat New York 3-0. It was San Francisco over Philadelphia 2-1. Atlanta beat up on Colorado 11-2. The LA Dodgers topped the Chicago Cubs 6-4. In the American League, the Kansas City Royals won their 9th straight game, stretching their longest winning streak in more than a decade by beating Minnesota 7-2 last night behind Billy Butler's hitting and Lorenzo Cain's highlight reel catch in center field. The Royals last won 9 straight when they opened the 2003 season at 9-0. The last time Kansas City won more in a row was a 10-game string in 1994. Butler had 2 hits and drove in 2 runs. Justin Maxwell had a hit and an RBI a day after he was acquired in a trade with Houston. James Shields gave up 2 runs on 5 hits and 5 walks over 6 innings for the Royals, who swept that 3-game series and are showing the potential to be a factor late in the season. Elsewhere in the AL yesterday, Cleveland was a winner, keeping their lead in the AL Central with a 6-1 win over the Chicago White Sox. Baltimore beat Houston 6-3, Boston over Seattle 8-7, the Red Sox scoring 6 runs in the bottom of the 9th inning to rally for the win. The LA Angels beat Toronto 8-2. One interleague game saw Texas beat Arizona by a final of 7-1. In Pacific Coast League baseball yesterday, Salt Lake beat Iowa 9-3. It was Omaha over Tacoma by a 4-2 final. Alex Rodriguez played in a simulated game, probably the last step before the New York Yankees send him on a second minor league injury rehabilitation assignment. That is, if he's not suspended first. The Yankee shortstop is trying to get back in the lineup after suffering a quad injury on July 21st. Rodriguez could be in position to return to the major leagues this weekend at San Diego or during a series at the Chicago White Sox that starts on Monday, but it appears Major League Baseball will suspend the 3-time MVP in the coming days for his ties to Biogenesis of America. That's a closed Florida anti-aging clinic accused of distributing banned performance-enhancing drugs. Looming playoffs could force an end to negotiations in baseball's latest drug scandal as pressure builds to impose penalties so Stars can still make the postseason. Monday appears to be the deadline for Alex Rodriguez and 13 others to accept suspensions for their ties to the lab. While A-Rod is expected to get a lengthy ban, a penalty starting that day would allow Texas All-Star outfielder Nelson Cruz to return for October. A person familiar with the process tells the Associated Press that Major League Baseball is prepared to issue two simultaneous announcements no later than Monday. One would list players who accept suspensions, the other would name those disciplined without deals, but who could challenge the penalties before an arbitrator. In other baseball news, closer Brad Lidge has retired as a member of the Philadelphia Phillies 5 years after helping them win the World Series. He spent 4 years with Philadelphia from 2008 to 2011, saving 100 games in that span. He was 41-41 in the regular season and 7-7 in the postseason when the Phillies won the second World Series title in franchise history. Lidge last pitched in the majors for Washington last June. Texas Rangers designated hitter Lance Berkman says he's going to keep on playing and will do everything to help his team make the playoffs. The 37-year-old Berkman is on the disabled list with left hip inflammation and having issues with his surgically repaired right knee. He had been pondering his playing future for several days, and mid-season retirement have been a distinct possibility. Meanwhile, Angels first baseman Albert Pujols says he wants to return from his partially torn plantar fascia when he's healthy, no matter where his struggling club sits in the standings. Pujols said Thursday that his injured left foot is feeling much better after a few days of rest and that he won't need surgery. Washington Nationals general manager Mike Rizzo has signed a new contract and been given the title of president of baseball operations. Rizzo was hired by the Nationals as an assistant GM in 2006. He was promoted to general manager in 2009. The team won last year's National League East title but was bounced in the division series. They currently languish third in their division at 52-56. Well, the family of Hall of Famer Cal Ripken Jr. is offering a $100,000 reward to help find the person who kidnapped the former Oriole star's mother last year. That offer came a little more than a year after Vi Ripken was taken at gunpoint from her home and held captive for 24 hours. She was returned unharmed. No one has been arrested in that abduction. I'll have more sports after this timeout.
In today's world, our cell phones have become a vital part of our lives. Whether it's staying in touch with loved ones or updating our status on Facebook, make sure you have the best cell phone coverage by signing up with Verizon Wireless at White Pole Road Cellular. Hi, this is Janet. If you're looking to stay up to date on the latest in smartphones, or you just want a basic cell phone that's easy to use, our wide variety is sure to fit your needs. Or if you're on the go, don't forget about our hands-free Blue Parrot headsets. At White Pole Road Cellular, we're a locally owned Verizon Wireless provider. Dean Stormer and I have over 20 years of experience, and we'd be glad to walk you through the latest in cell phone technology, like the new talk-to-text feature. Or if you need a reliable locksmith, Wayne Johnson does residential and commercial work. White Pole Road Cellular in Anita, open Monday through Friday from 7:30 to 6, and on Saturday, 8 to noon. Give us a call at 712-762-3022. Or come see us at White Pole Road Cellular, 764 Main Street in Anita.
Well, the second round of the Women's British Open is in progress, and NB Park has fallen further back of the leaders. She remains at 3-under after shooting par for 6 holes so far today. Japan's Miki Saki has taken over the clubhouse lead with a second round 6-under-66, and she stands 9-under through her first 2 rounds. American Morgan Pressel is currently alone in second place. She's at 8-under par after a second round 2-under-70. Park has won the first 3 Grand Slam events of the season and is attempting to make history. Webb Simpson, 6-under-64, is good for the first round lead of the Bridgestone Invitational. The 2012 U.S. Open champion had 6 birdies in an 8-hole span to get the upper hand on 7-time Bridgestone winner Tiger Woods. That gives Simpson a 1-shot lead over Henrik Stenson, with Woods among 4 players at -4. Keegan Bradley, Ryan Moore, and Chris Wood share third with Woods. Phil Mickelson had a 72 in his return from winning the British Open 2 weeks ago at Muirfield. Well, the Kansas City Chiefs are still on the hunt for wide receivers during training camp. Dwayne Bowe's job is just about the only one secure after the former Pro Bowler signed a 5-year deal to stay with the Chiefs. Otherwise, guys like former first-round pick John Baldwin and free agent signee Donnie Avery are trying to make an impression. Baldwin in particular has struggled during the first week of camp, dropping several passes while being defended by air. He dropped another one on Thursday when he was wide open. Chiefs coach Andy Reid says he's trying to find out what guys can do best before establishing roles for them, and Bo promised that the core would be 110% ready to go. The Philadelphia Eagles are setting up Riley Cooper with sensitivity training after the wide receiver was caught on video making a racial slur. Cooper apologized profusely Wednesday after a video of him using the N-word at a Kenny Chesney concert last month surfaced on the internet. The Eagles immediately fined him. NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell says he's satisfied with Browns owner Jimmy Haslam's handling of the federal investigation into fraud at his family-owned business, adding that the league has no plans to intervene at this time. Goodell, who was at Browns training camp Thursday to launch a youth football initiative on safety, says Haslam is a man of great integrity. Haslam's company, Pilot Flying J, had its headquarters raided in April by the FBI and the IRS as part of a fraud investigation. Another drug suspension in the NFL. Minnesota Vikings offensive tackle DeMarcus Love has been suspended without pay for 4 games for violating the NFL's policy on performance-enhancing drugs. Love can still practice this month and play in exhibition games, but once the regular season starts, he must be away from his team through September 29th when the Vikings play Pittsburgh in London. Love might not make the team, though. He's never played in a regular season NFL game. He was inactive for all 16 games in 2011, his rookie season, after being drafted in the 6th round out of Arkansas. Last year, he was on injured reserve. And in racing news, Ryan Gifford has waited for a seat in a top-tier NASCAR race for what seems like forever. Gifford finally gets his shot tomorrow night at the Iowa Speedway. The 24-year-old Gifford will make his nationwide series debut in the number 33 car for Richard Childress Racing. Gifford, a Drive for Diversity member and the oldest driver in this year's NASCAR Next program, will be the 8th different driver to run the number 33 this season. Gifford says he's waited his whole life for this opportunity, adding that he's hoping to simply run a smart race in Newton. Gifford will also run tonight at the K&N Pro Series East Series race, where he's 4th in those standings. That's Jack of Sports this hour, brought to you by White Pole Road Cellular. Call them at 712-762-3022. They're located on Main Street in Anita. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.